Maybe it's going to be in a little different way. Well, maybe, maybe not. Amen. We'll just preach to you what we feel like God's impressed us to do this morning. Thank you for being in God's house. Amen. Good number in the Lord's house. I'm going to pray for those that are not here. And thank you for back in Sunday school. My. Thank you for doing that. We need you in Sunday school. Thank God this ain't a church that takes it for granted. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Ask the Lord's blessings upon the reading of the Scripture. Brother Stacy, would you care to bless it today?
Lord, thank you for your blessings, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you for allowing us to be back in your house again today, dear Lord. Just be with us.
Yes.
Bring us a message, dear Lord. Just anoint
help us.
Bring it to us, Lord. And let us pay attention and be attentive to that message, Lord. Take it into our hearts and our minds, Lord. Think about it. Just bless the reading of the Scripture, dear Lord. Let us take heed to it. In your holy name, we pray, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Let's read this very familiar passage, verse number 1 of chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Well, that's not just in there to take up space. Man, it came with the birth of Christ, the taxing. Of course, it was before the birth. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee and out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child, meaning she was about to go. She was about to deliver, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. You may be seated. May the good Lord add his blessings to the reading of the Scripture. Of course, we know this is familiar. But isn't it good, amen, of chapter number 2 and verse number 7, those few last words, because there was no room for them in the inn. Because there was no room for them in the inn. God put that there for a reason. God put those few words, amen, in the Scripture, amen, to help us, amen. Thank God it makes the significance, amen, of Christmas and the birth of Christ. That ought to do something for you. See, he didn't come riding in as a big royal king, amen, of kings. Amen. They didn't come with big great stallions. They didn't come, amen, in royalty. But in the day that we are living in, amen, are there room for Jesus? Are they really room for the Lord? We've been through 9 months or whatever of this pandemic, and you would think, amen, our world would be changing just a little bit. You would think, really religiously, amen, that there would be a great moving taking place. You would think, amen, this could be a spawn, amen, of a great revival, amen, or a great awakening. But we're not seeing that at this time. If that innkeeper, amen, would have known who he turned away, I believe he would have made room. I believe he'd have went down the numbers of the room, and I believe he would have went to the first one. Amen. I don't know where he would have put him, but I would believe he would have went and said, "Hey, we got the birth of Christ. We've got Mary and Joseph, and she's carrying the Son of God, and we need a place for her to lay and him to lay his head." But see, he didn't know that. Therefore, there wasn't room. Back in the late 1800s, I heard a story of there's a big fancy hotel in Baltimore, Maryland. And there was this poor looking guy that was dressed in farmer's clothes came to this big ritzy hotel in Baltimore, Maryland, a nice place. Amen. He was poor. Amen. He had farmer's clothes on, probably didn't smell the best. And he came, amen, to this big ritzy hotel, and they looked at him and said, "Sorry, no room for you." In reality, they really did have room, but they just didn't want anybody that looked like him, that smelt like him, amen, and dressed like him. They didn't want him staying there. So when he left, somebody sent message to the hotel manager and said, "You don't realize who you just turned away. You don't realize who that was." And it was Thomas Jefferson, the vice president at that time of the United States of America. The manager couldn't believe it. What do you mean? I mean, man, he said, "Oh, no." He said, "But he wasn't dressed. I mean, look what he was dressed in. I mean, he didn't." I mean, and so there's a letter and a telegram sent from the hotel or whatever they were sending by that day. Amen. Said, "Dear Mr. Jefferson, you are welcome to come and stay anytime at our hotel." And he responded back and wrote back and said, "No. If you don't have room for an old farmer, you don't have room for a vice president of the United States of America. If you don't have room for Jesus, amen, this morning, they ain't going to be room for you, amen, when you stand before God." And let me just say this morning, amen, there's a lot of people claims they got room, and they ain't room. They have no room for the Lord. I might get on it more in a minute. We got politicians speaking out of both sides of their mouths. We got so-called Christian people speaking out of both sides of their mouths. I don't want the Lord to look at me at that day and say, "You didn't have room for me. I don't have room for you." Do you have room for Jesus this morning? Are you making room for Jesus in your life? You know, the world's not making room for him. We should have got a bigger witness right there. The world's not making room for him, and they sure don't want you making room for him. I wonder how long, amen, now that, we don't know way this election's turning out, amen. We don't know if it's going to get turned over, whatever. We don't know, and that's your thinkings, amen, that's okay. But listen, how long will we be able to say Merry Christmas? Remember the last administration? Choke on that a little bit. There was no room for Jesus in a lot of lives, amen, that we're living in today, amen. Funny thing to me, amen, there's room for everything else, amen. There's room for shopping, amen, trips, or room for Christmas parties. I know you ain't supposed to get together at a party, but there ain't no governor going to tell me I can't get and be with my family. Amen, 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 amen. Events, everything else, amen, but somehow I never have room for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's like saying I'm sick, but I don't have time to go to the doctor. That's what it's like. That's what it's saying. I'm sick, but I don't have time. I just don't have time to go to the doctor. You know what? You got as much time, amen, as you want to put, amen, in serving the Lord. You're as close to God as you want to be when it comes to living for the Lord. Let me share with you, amen, this morning where there is no room for Jesus. Number one, there's no room for Jesus in the White House. Well, it's got quiet already on me. When I say the White House, I mean the government of this United States of America. Thank God, amen. Listen, there's many political leaders try to keep Jesus out of it, amen. I will say thank God for this administration, amen, that we've had for the last 4 years. If you don't thank God for that, there's something wrong with you mentally. Boy, that didn't hit home real good this morning. I'll say it again. You can't look and say that this administration has not helped the economy. Let me say that again. You can't say this administration has not helped this economy. Amen. There's fact.
Amen.
So why is everybody else speaking out the left side of their mouth?
Amen.
Saying there's not. This president's done more than for Israel, amen, and for morality, amen, and religion than any president I've ever lived under. Hey, glory to God, and you can't get behind this president and say he done that was a good job, that was a good move. I don't care who it would be, amen. If it was Barack Obama, I'd say, glory to God, thank you for Obama. But guess what? It wasn't Obama. It wasn't Bill Clinton. It wasn't the Bushes. I know you're getting tired of it, but I'm going to tell you something. It's time to stand. Time to stand. And if it don't get behind this pulpit, amen, and get some preachers and pastors, amen, that don't have a yellow streak run up them because they're fearful, amen, of losing their position or losing their job. Hey, it ain't a job. Let me tell you something. If you vote me out, I got to get me somewhere else to preach. There's a street corner up there to preach on. It needs to be behind here, and it needs to be told. We better stand because it's being taken away from us. Political leaders, amen, want to keep Jesus out, amen. King Herod, amen, in that time tried to take Jesus out. Amen, he had all the male children, you remember that? Tried to kill him off. I mean, the government, amen, listen, the government is a result of no room for Jesus. I don't agree with everything this administration's done. There's a lot I can preach against. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. But let me say, good and moral candidates, amen, are not accepted in the day and hour that we live in. You know why, amen, this president's been through what he's been through? It's because he stood, amen. He's at least said, amen, Merry Christmas. He's at least said, amen, there is a God. Hey, amen. That's the reason he's been pushed again so hard, amen. They hate him. They hate him. Why? They hate him because, amen, he mentions the name of Jesus. My, I'll get to listen. I'll say again, there's good and moral candidates, amen, are not accepted. I mean, look how they're trying to do this election. Amen. You got to be lack of common sense if you don't think something's wrong.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. Ethics and character has been thrown away. These Democrat governors, amen, you do as I say, not as I do. Amen, they have them stay-home orders, amen, they find them in gatherings. Amen, it's one way for me and it's another way for yours. And you know what? The American people are sitting back and letting them do it. Amen, amen. I mean, Christianity once, amen, was the backbone of the United States of America. Amen. Once was the backbone. Amen. Now it's a minority. Are you with me? This nation was founded on Christianity. But the ethics and character has been thrown away. Amen. Listen. Amen. Now it's we want it our way. Don't bring this Jesus. Don't bring that Jesus in here. I wonder how many... If Biden gets in, you know my ifing, don't you? I still think God's able. If he wants it and if he allows it. He puts who in rule who he wants anyway. Are you with me? Amen. And listen, if he gets it, we're still okay. If you're born of God. You're born again, amen. But that don't mean you ain't going to suffer some hurt. It don't mean you ain't going to suffer some loss. But we win in the end. Wonder how many men, amen, in the next administration will get to lay hands on the president on national television and pray for him.
How many other administrations have you seen that happen on national television? Amen. That people would lay hands on the president in the Oval Office and pray. How many presidents has the gall? And the courage, amen, to get, hey, to allow somebody to pray for them on national television. There's no room for them in our government. Are you with me? No room for them, amen. There ain't no room for them, secondly, in the courthouse. You're preaching my message this morning, brother. You're getting right on it, amen. Amen. There ain't no room for him in the courthouse. Amen. The Constitution's not upheld. And let me say something to this sorry Supreme Court. If they are sorry if they don't get involved. How many's going to amen that? And let me see your hand by amen. They're sorry if they don't take this up. Why? Because it goes against the Constitution of the United States of America. You know what? America's not just watching. You've got the world watching what's going on right now. Have you seen, amen, hey, the mainstream news media ain't showing you this. Have you seen, amen, the clips of the Chinese government talking about how they've got how many seen that? That they've got people in America and how that they've got control in America? Anybody seen that? Yeah, come on. Hey, why ain't the mainstream media doing that? I tell you why. Amen, it's suppression, amen. They don't want you to see that. Amen. Let me tell you something. You better not fear Russia as much as you fear in China. Amen. Constitution, shame on our Supreme Court if they don't take it up. Why? Let me tell you something. When you got hundreds, amen, of sworn affidavits, amen, under the penalty of perjury, amen, stating that if you're lying, amen, that you're going to go to prison, you're going to go to jail, amen, how is it, amen, that you got hundreds of sworn affidavits and they won't even look at them? Why is it? I'm talking about how crooked and how fraudulently, amen, and how corrupt this election was. Why is it they won't do that? There's people sitting in prison. There's people sitting in the prison where Keith were, amen, that's been under a sworn affidavit that they got convicted by. And they're sitting in prison. Amen. And you think, amen, that don't, hey, look at the camp. Boy, I don't know why, God, you just bear with me, say amen. And just say, Lord, help him, amen. Hey, listen, hey, why do you think that the Democrats, and why do you think, amen, that party, amen, all this year has been to all these states, especially the swing states, to get these laws put on the book, amen, to get this mail-in balloting? Let me tell you something. First of all, that's went against the Constitution of the United States. You know why? The legislators is the only one can do that. Somebody help me. Legislators is the only one that can do that. And they didn't do it. They left it up to other people in the state. All God's people said. You know why they didn't go to the legislators? Because the majority is Republican. They know they couldn't get it passed. And if that Supreme Court doesn't take that up just on that fact, we're in trouble. Amen, brother. We've got our Constitution in the balance. They're wanting to rewrite it. Are you with me, church? Is anybody listening to this? It's unreal to me that how people, amen. Hey, they've done a survey, amen. How many people that voted in this election knew about this Biden, whatever it was, scandal? And it surprised me. There was 40-some, almost 50% of the people didn't know anything about it. And said 10% said that if they did know something about it, they would have voted the opposite way. They'd have voted for Trump. They'd have switched their vote. Why didn't they know it? Because the mainstream fake news. Yeah, man. Media won't report on it. Amen. Hey, one said that that 10% would have been enough to swing the election. You see where we're at in America?
Yes, sir.
Amen. No room in the courthouse. What God said was illegal is made legal. Same-sex marriage.
Yep.
I thank God during this administration you didn't see the rainbow colors put up on the White House.
Amen.
You ought to say amen real loud right there. Thank God. Thank God. Matter of fact, when I seen it, it made me sick. Amen. Same-sex marriage is made legal. Abortion's made legal. Thank God in this administration you had the first president that ever visited and attended a pro-life rally. I wonder if the next one will go. If he gets sworn in. Somebody shout the preacher down this morning. Amen. Same-sex marriage is legal. Abortion is legal. Divorce by any reason is legal. Did you understand that one? Divorce for any reason is legal. Used to be in the Word of God, amen, God give a writing of divorcement, but there was for reasons why you were divorced. I'm not going to get into all of that, but there's reasons why. Now, man, you just go to the courthouse, file the papers, and it don't make no difference what the reason is. You can get a divorce. Oh, and by the way, God only allowed a writing of divorcement. Amen. If you go read the old book, amen, Moses said, hey, it's because of the hardness of their hearts. The only reason he allowed, I ain't going to get on no more of that. Everybody smile. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. Hey, it's like get those commandments out of the courtroom. Like what you said this morning. You go to the courtroom, you might not see, amen, the Ten Commandments. Amen. Why? It's because American people hadn't stood their ground. Amen. And then they expect you. Now they don't want them Ten Commandments here, but then they expect you to take the Word of God, lay your hand on it, and swear you're telling the truth. They're speaking out of one side of their mouth and another side of their mouth. Amen. Was it true that Obama was sworn in on the Koran? Anybody want to help me there? That's what they say. Sworn in on the Koran. That's a sorry day in America. Sorry day in America. And I hope Facebook gets this. They can censor me if they want to. Sorry day in America when we allow that. I want my Bible. Listen, that's not what this nation was founded on. Uh-oh. Amen. Amen. Hey. Now number three. Amen. There's no room in the schoolhouse.
Yep.
How many remember when there was anybody going to school besides Christian school kids? Are you hearing any praying in the school?
Nope.
Public school, are they any praying? You don't say something, brother?
Yes, sir, brother.
Yeah.
One time, I believe it was 193 so-called Christians.
Right.
They're complacent, brother. They're not convicted.
Amen. Right. Amen, brother. Amen. Listen, I remember when I went to school.
Amen.
You know what my teachers would do? Now, I'm 52 years old, but you know what my teachers would do? We'd have a devotion of a morning.
Amen.
Man, they'd read me out of Bible story books. They'd read me the Bible story. Amen. Out of the, how many remember those days? Raise your hand. That's telling your age. Amen. It's either the Bible or the Bible, Bible story book. And then you know what we'd do? We'd bow our heads for prayer to start the day. Ain't no room in them schools no more. How many remember the Bible? How many remember the prayer? I mean, listen, now in our schools, amen, we got girls holding hands with one another. And Ms. Whitman?
Yep.
Probably kissing one another. Boy, and I still can't continue to. I'm not going to stop. Continue emphasizing. You better watch these TV commercials. I'm telling you, there's more and more every time I sit and watch television. Amen. I'm talking about men with men and girls with girls. And let me tell you something. If any one of you little girls and big girls, any one of you little boys and big boys ever have a thought in your mind that you want to kiss a girl wants to kiss a girl, or a boy wants to kiss a boy or hold their hand, you mark this preacher's words down. It's the devil inside you. And you better run from that. You with me, church? No room in the school. There ain't no religious symbols. There's no discipline. I remember when they whipped me. And they didn't have to call my mama and my daddy and ask me, could they whip me? I didn't get many in school. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Now, I probably deserved more than I got, but I didn't get many. But I remember one at Nebo Elementary School. Amen. And I can't even remember who gave it to me. I was in the gym and I went to the office of the gym. I got a whipping for something. Can't even remember what it was. And it was a paddling. Amen. Adrian remembers one. She said, Jeff, don't never use me as an example. Who gave it to you? Johnson. I remember Principal Johnson at the high school. Some of you, oh, Lord. Well, we was at high school. Now, see, you're older than me. That's why. Hallelujah! Boy, I'll tell you what. I remember one, but I didn't. She said she got that one. She didn't have to. You know why she got it? She laid out as. I better not go there. It's my fault. My fault. She got the whooping. I'm just glad you got the whooping. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But I remember discipline. How many remember discipline in school? I mean, man, they didn't have to call. They whipped you. Now, man, you can't whoop them. Man, now, I mean, man, and what gets me, hey, man, now the social services, you can be keeping kids, amen, for the social services, and you're a good, godly man and woman, and you can't even correct that baby. You can't even correct that child. It'd be hard for me. I don't know how you do it. Travis, amen, and Liz, hallelujah. Why? Amen. Listen, I remember when there was discipline. Now there's no discipline, and that's the reason our schools are in the shape that they're in. Amen. There's no room. Hey, there's no room for that Jesus stuff in here. That's more or less what they've said. No room. There's no room, fourthly, amen, in the church house. Thank God for you. Thank God for your faithfulness. And I know you hear me say a lot. Listen, don't bring the truth of God's. That's what they're saying. Don't bring the truth of God's holy word in here. We want to be entertained. We want to be lifted up. We want to feel good. It's not Sunday school, amen, Sunday service, Sunday school at 10 o'clock. It's not Sunday service at 11. It's a social gathering. It's a self-exaltation, amen. I need help right there. That's what it is. Amen, listen, they won't lift it up. They won't entertain. I mean, don't bring that doctrine stuff in here. Doctrine divides. You ought to thank God that doctrine divides. Hallelujah. Amen, you said that right. It divides the truth from the false. Amen. Glory to God. It divides the darkness from the light. It divides, amen, the wheat from the tares. Amen. Thank God for doctrine. Don't bring that biblical standards in here to our music, preacher. Hey, let me tell you something. That's reason, amen, they got hellish music. That's the reason, amen, it looks like a rock concert, amen, in the house of God. I always be honest with you, I ain't having nothing to do with a church that looks like a rock concert. Amen, men with long hair up our head banging, amen, playing their guitars, amen, and trying to say a gospel word, amen, to a hellish music. Somebody say amen right there. You can't tell it. Hey, other than the words, you can't tell it from a rock concert. Amen. Yeah. How many knows what I'm talking about? Amen. And we think, and you got preachers saying, yeah, God's all right with that. I got news for you. Hey, man, you can't sit on the fence.
That's right.
You either got a foot in the world or a foot in the church. You ain't sitting on the fence. Did I offend you and get mad? For you that don't see what happened, that's my wife leaving. She has to. Amen. There ain't no room. Amen. Listen. Don't bring those biblical standards. How many love joy to the world this morning? Hallelujah. I love silent night, holy night. Praise the Lord. Away in a manger. Praise God. Amen. Churches today don't want a God-called preacher. Churches today don't want a God-called preacher. I thank God for church. I can't figure out why they take church off of it and put fellowship. There's a difference between church and fellowship.
Amen.
Mm. Amen. What do you mean they don't want God called preachers? They want motivational speakers. Amen. They want feel good speakers. They want preachers, amen, that has no convictions at all. Would it bother anybody in here? Now, I want you to really be honest, not because I'm going to ask you to answer me. Because don't answer me if it don't bother you. Would it bother you if I got up here, amen, in a pair of Bermuda shorts and flip-flops and preached to you this morning? Would that bother you? Raise your hand.
Amen.
Sister Stacy, you grinned real big and shook your head. That bothered me. By the way, I did see you the other day when you passed me. McDonald's. I did see you, but I was too late. You ought to thank God for an old-fashioned church. You ought to thank God for an old-fashioned church, amen, that, hey, it's 11:54 and you're still sitting here. Hallelujah. Churches, amen, don't want God-called preachers. Why? They don't like to be told their sin. I've had people through the years, man, they've left this church years and years and years ago. Why did they leave it? It all amounted to they couldn't stand preaching. They couldn't stand it. And that's the reason they left. Don't you ever leave a church when your pastor is up preaching you the Word of God. It don't make no difference if it's a stepping all over you or not. You ought to thank God. And by the way, that's where you need to be. I got word the other day. I ain't naming no names. I got word the other day. This discouraged me, Brother Keith, of a funeral that I had done. And I had done, and many years ago, this person, amen, was, I'm talking about right with God, holy with God. I'm talking about walked with God. And here's your society in a nutshell. The wife comes to me before I do the funeral. Well, I went and talked to the family. The wife told me the way that he passed away, that they thought it was this and they thought it was that or whatever. And more or less, they let me know that he was right with God. They believe with all their heart they was right with God. Well, if I ever preach anybody into heaven, it's because the family, at least I know their testimony, or the family's told me. And that's what I always try to say, by the family's testimony, they're better off. Well, now I get news the other day, amen, broke my soul, that this person died with I don't know how many drugs in their body. That was the cause of death. I'm talking about, and I'm not going to name the drugs, but they died with several drugs in their system. Now, I don't know what that man done on his last breath. He might have got through to God. I don't have no idea. But I'm going to tell you something. That ain't good news. That ain't good news. I'm no judge, though, Sister Joyce. Thank God I'm not. But for to come and deceive the pastor just to preach her husband into heaven. Now, if the wife didn't know no better, but you can't tell me she didn't know the life of her husband. How many people you ever hear being preached into hell? But we got this. Churches don't want preachers. God called preachers today. They want a puppet that they can manipulate.
Amen.
Amen. We've been here a long time. You ever heard people say that? We've been here a long time. And they think they own the church. We've been here a long time. And I'm telling you, what goes is what I say. You've heard things like this. We know what people need. Rather than the pastor preaching, amen, the word of God and telling us what we need. We know what we need. We know what to do. Amen. Don't make no difference what the pastor says. Don't make no difference what the preacher says. We know what we can do. Listen, we know what we want. Yeah, I'll tell you what they want. They want no room.
Amen.
I'm going to close on this. And Savannah, did you just walk out now? Come to Ben. Thank you, honey. There's no room in people's houses. How many houses? Don't answer me this. When I say there's no room in a lot of people's houses, no prayer, no Bible study, no family devotions, no thankfulness, no heart for the things of God. Burdens my soul. In closing this morning, he's been told there's no room in the White House and government. He's been told, amen, that there's no room in the courthouse. He's been told there's no room in the schoolhouse. And in many church houses, amen, there's just no room for him anymore. They're falling away. Hey, and are you going to tell Jesus there's no room in your house? I wonder if the Lord was to come to your house this evening. I wonder after church, between now and the evening service, Jesus comes to your house and knocks on your door. Let's just back up a minute. I wonder if I come to your house about 5:30 one evening, unannounced, and knock on your door. Some of you would run. You'll say, oh no, that's the preacher's car out there. Scared. Oh no, my house is a mess. I know that's what my wife, first thing she'll say, oh, my house is a mess. I gotta clean it up. How many else would say that? You wouldn't have to clean up your house for the preacher to come in. Amen. I know what it's like, amen, to have some dust because you ain't had time to dust. Oh God, people say, there's one thing, amen, of not having a vacuum floor, amen, and dusted your furniture, amen, and fingerprints on the front door, amen. There's a difference in that and going into something that's filthy, nasty. Oh God, people saying, I'm coming to your house unexpected. You gonna let me in? I'm coming to your house, Stacy, for supper tomorrow night. What we're going to have? Deer meat. How many's getting my point? What if the Lord was to really show up at your house and knock on the door? Think about it really in your heart. What? Could you just open the door right up and let him in? Open it up. I mean, there ain't nothing in your house you're ashamed of. TV program it's on. Would you have to turn it off? Think about it. God help us. Amen. But really walked up. But you know what the thing of it is? He's already showed up at your house. And he already sees everything that's sitting everywhere. He knows what's in the refrigerator. Yeah, buddy. He knows what's under the bed. He knows what's in the very top of the closet. He knows what's in the outbuilding. Yeah, he knows what's under the house in that cubby hole. Oh, God, people say it. He knows. He already sees it. I want us to stand to our feet this morning. No room for Jesus I thought I was going with a different direction with this no room for Jesus this morning, but God led me in this direction. Because see, I could took this sermon and went another direction of how we need to make room. Well, I'm not going to get to that. Amen. Let's bow our heads just a moment. Heavenly Father.